You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities. Hi, I'm Kirsty Wallet, founding partner and head of marketing at the Small Nonprofits Alliance. Now, more than ever, everyone is telling you that email is your best friend, and it's true. But did you know that email has always been your nonprofit's best friend forever, your digital BFF? It's not hard to convince anyone right now that email is the best way to stay connected in this new COVID-19 world. Even as restrictions begin to ease in Australia, there's no denying the world is operating in a new way and will be for some time yet. Many people are still working from home or not working at all, budgets are tight and a recession looms. But even before the pandemic and all its changes, email was the best way for you to reach your supporters digitally. Social media is the new shiny thing. And yes, social media is a fantastic digital tool for your small charity. I'm passionate about the way social media has the power to transform the way you connect with your supporters. But email beats social media every time for reaching as many supporters as you can in a meaningful way. And the numbers prove it. According to Pareto's 2019 fundraising benchmarking, digital is now the leading driver of sector growth. It now ranks as the third best channel of donor solicitation, and on current trends could be close to direct mail and face-to-face fundraising within 5 years or so. Online also plays a vital role in donor acquisition, and since 2016 is the leading channel of recruitment for new donors. According to stats from Optin Monster, more people have email than social media worldwide, 3.8 billion for email and 3.4 billion for social media. Engagement rates of social media are on average just 0.5%, but engagement rates for email in the nonprofit sector are usually between 3 and 20%. And finally, 58% of people check their emails every day first. That's compared with 14% checking their social media first. These stats are, of course, pre-COVID-19. Online behavior has changed a lot during the pandemic, and some early numbers are emerging. According to paved.com, since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, global open rates of emails have increased by 21%. In short, more people are online and more people are opening their emails. So if you're not talking to your supporters via email, you're missing an opportunity to connect. I do know that for many small organizations, starting an email list or a database can be tricky. That's a conversation for another time. But if you have your supporters' email addresses and you're not emailing them regularly about your cause, you're missing a huge opportunity to connect, grow, and fundraise. In email newsletters, you have a powerful tool at the tip of your fingers. And if you invest a little time in planning, sending email newsletters can be virtually free to start off with. If you'd like more resources on the fundamentals of email newsletters for your small nonprofit, visit our members news hub on smallnonprofits.com.au and watch our free webinar, Doing Digital Right.